This is a HeadGum Original.
What is this, a new If I Were You podcast? Well, kind of. These are episodes that we're living behind our Patreon for the last 5 years, and we figured, why not release some of the best ones onto this feed to reward those of you that never gave up, that never unsubscribed? So please enjoy this classic episode of If I Were You, recorded at our old studio in 2018. Epic. Right. What are you looking at?
No, just fucking around on my phone.
Fucking around? This is the beginning of the ep, man. Get into it. What are you looking up or
I was just,
checking some I was stuff?
Like, no, I was refreshing Instagram stories. Not really anything.
Yeah, not really anything.
I got to the end, so I
Let's
was like...
Let's go, baby. This is If I Were You, a video bonus Thursday episode.
I'm going to just check out my Discover tab to see if there's anybody new to follow.
Discover tab? Fuck, yeah. Man. That well, it sounds like you're like
on Twitter.
Bored. It really seems like you're bored or some shit.
I'm bored. No, I'm bored. I'm bored with
you're killing time.
I'm bored with you.
Yeah.
Do we? Or is it started?
Yes. No. It started. We did the theme song, and now we're recording. So this is part of the episode.
Right. So let's just do the first question, and then.
And then what? And
after respond
and then
to
we'll
an
do
email
the second
quickly.
And third.
Okay. Sure.
Don't you? Keep,
I'm literally
you keep
phoning
giving
it in
like
these
a
days.
Double, yeah, you are phoning it in. You're doing a lot of double takes. Just don't look at your phone. You're done.
It just
you
changed from 12:42 to 12:43. It's kind of interesting.
Why?
If you're done with your feeds, like Twitter, all refreshed. Instagram, all refreshed. No emails coming
so
in.
You
no
don't
text.
Have anything.
So then you can look at the lock screen.
For what?
Well, because the numbers change.
That's not like an alert. That's not a notification.
It doesn't have to be an alert. It's like a change. It's like a...
What was your screen time last week? It says it gives you your weekly screen time. What was it?
22
hours.
22 hours.
That's so much.
Most of it's in the productivity tab, though. But I guess that's just like what they call being on the Chrome browser, which is
Are you on your phone when you sleep?
I don't sleep.
It's awful for you.
If I sleep for 2 hours, I'm not on my phone then.
2 hours a day?
2 hours a night.
Yeah, that's the same shit. I'm talking about a full day. That includes day and night.
Right, okay.
Which is kind of weird, I guess. Yeah. But you're not sleeping enough is what I'm
trying
to
say. I sleep for 2 hours at night, obviously.
Close your mouth. You got like dental work done or something?
Had a root canal.
A lot of crowns.
All crowns, one fang.
You shaved it down.
Mm-hmm. Like I forked my tongue.
Like the drummer from when are the bassist from Limp Bizkit? Who was that guy?
Oh,
he had like
Wes?
the black
eye, the fully black eyes. I don't think he forked his tongue though.
That'd have been so sad if he'd made permanent changes to his face for Limp Bizkit.
What's his net worth? Is he still fine? Is he?
It's
is
not
he
Wes
making
Bentley,
cash?
But it is Wes something.
It's Wes.
Wes from Limp Bizkit.
Wes Borland?
That's right. Wes Al Borland's son? All right. Wes Borland, celebrity net worth. Yeah. What are you guessing? Over under 7 million.
Under 7 million.
Wes
5 million.
Net worth. Wow. I did really good with the line. It says he has a net worth of 8 million.
Wow.
That's pretty good. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but this guy invested wisely.
Jesus Christ.
He actually bought during the dip of the economic recession.
Low risk stocks and bonds.
He owns a 4-bedroom in Park Slope.
An ETF account.
There he is.
He was an early robo investor.
He got into crypto super early and
got
cashed out.
Yeah. Wow. Jesus Christ.
Good on you, Wes Borland. All right. This is If I Were You, an advice podcast after all. Mm-hmm. It's not just financial advice, though we are well equipped to give that.
That's correct.
We're also helping people out of their normal sticky situations, like this person right here, a lady. We'll give her a lady's name.
Oh, just like any...
Any, like a female even
just
guitarist
like a girl's,
or something. Yeah,
oh,
like a rock
okay.
and roll.
A rock and rolla.
Yeah. Like, who's the Wes Borland, but like ladies?
Yeah, I would guess I would say, I mean, Sheryl Crow never did like the freaky. Oh, you know what? Courtney Love.
That's cool.
Is probably a little bit more of the
Courtney Love, right?
Okay.
I just turned 25, and unfortunately, I'm still a virgin. I'm not afraid of sex or think of it as scary in any way. I've done plenty of other things leading up to it. I was just a late bloomer and a little picky. Anyway, I've kind of been trying to dump my virginity on this first guy I have sexual chemistry with because I'm honestly tired of not going through with it, and I really don't want to make it a big deal. I recently matched with a guy on Hinge, and we hit it off. Texting, Snapchatting, and all that stuff. Nice. And he seemed pretty down to clown.
Hey.
We went so far as to text a few times, sext a few times, I should say, and have sent nudes back and forth.
Okay.
But here's the twist. Turns out this guy is a virgin, too. And for some reason, I'm rethinking the whole thing. How dare he be a virgin as well? What I wanted to just be a romp in the hay has to be like this big deal because it's both of our first times. And I know it's so hypocritical, but now I'm wondering why this seemingly normal 24-year-old guy has never found anybody to fuck.
What are you talking
even though
about?
I haven't either.
All right, so at least you're self-aware.
Am I terrible for kind of being turned off by this virgin status even though I'm in the exact same boat? I'm hoping to do it with someone more experienced and just go along for the ride, pun intended. Should I go for it anyway? How do I make this experience not feel like we're two 16-year-olds groping around in the dark? Thanks.
Okay.
If you were a 25-year-old virgin, would you want to sleep with an expert or would you want to sleep with a virgin as well?
I think I'd probably want to sleep with another virgin or at least somebody that didn't have a ton of experience.
Yeah.
I would think that sleeping with someone that was like a Lothario would be a little bit intimidating.
It's hard because like when you're playing video games, you don't want to play against an expert because you're like, this isn't fun.
Right.
They're too good. But if you're playing like basketball, you also don't want to play against like someone who's amazing.
Yeah.
But if you're like collaborating, like if it was me and you and we were doing something in a collaborative way, I'd want the topic to be something you were good at.
Right.
Like if this was an art competition, I'd want my partner to be really good.
I think
so. Sex more like a video game or more like art?
Very interesting question. Thank you for positing it. Sex is
video
art.
Game.
This is what the Down. Fundamental difference between the both of us. I think it's art. You think it's a video game.
It's Tetris.
I guess.
And you're trying to make the perfect piece fit.
You have weird sex.
And I have a long, straight one. And you got a little fucking T. Yeah, that's right. Your dick looks like the small ass.
You have a fucking square, man.
The goat piece.
I wonder if it's like if she had matched with somebody who she found out was like a player, like somebody who hooked up with a lot of people, if she would be talking herself out of it in the exact same way. Like it almost makes me think that
she's just nervous.
That maybe you're just not ready, or that you're nervous and you need to like relax and you know.
I think two virgins is good because you can't be like you're not in your head about like, oh shit, I hope I'm doing this wrong, because they also don't know.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's also nothing that says you have to have sex with this guy.
Yeah.
She made this promise to herself, like, I'm gonna fuck the next person that I have even remote sexual chemistry with. But you guys can just do other stuff leading up to sex. And if it's feeling good, if it's normal and nice, then you can have sex.
Yeah. But would you recommend it, or would you say wait for someone who's more experienced?
I wouldn't say wait for someone who's more experienced. But I wouldn't say that like you need to make a decision whether or not to fuck this guy now when you haven't met him. But you might as well not write it off, is what I would say.
Imagine sending nudes and sexting where you, one, have never met, and two, have never had sex.
Yeah, that seems, I mean, sending nudes, I feel like that time would have passed.
Because now it's like the iCloud, it's everywhere instantly.
Like, now it's just like so clear that bad shit happens when you do. Like, I understand why it happened initially.
And
like,
the pictures
like,
are so good.
We're like sending photos, it's sexy, it's Snapchat, it's whatever. But then like, after the leaks, just stop doing this. You've seen the devastation from it.
And it's such high res, too. It's not like a
you
blurry
You can zoom in
flip
so
phone.
Good.
Yeah, you can really see the dick hole of it all. Why don't you get your new phone? I thought you got a new phone.
I did, but you remember I pulled my back last week?
Uh-huh.
It just, everything felt like such a
chore,
huge effort. Mm. So for me to like open a box and like plug in a bunch of wires and like download, I just like didn't have the energy for anything. And
interesting.
So I'm gonna do it next week when I go back, when I go back home.
Are you gonna transfer the nudes, or are you gonna like delete this old phone and then start a nude with the nude?
Yeah, I think I'll start fresh, but I'll start fresh by like taking a few photos
dick
of my picks. Asshole.
Yeah.
Just so like
uploading to the cloud Snapchat storage.
That'd be kind of interesting to just have a photo of my asshole on my phone.
As your home screen or lock screen?
No, it would just be like in my stream. So if anyone's like swiping, I'll be like, don't swipe.
Oh, hold on,
like,
on my ass.
Yeah. And then it's like, it's not just like a new, it's like straight up my asshole. Like it's a real punishment for swiping. You know what I mean?
Someone else would have to take it if it was a true asshole photo.
Right.
You can't quite get it.
I could
perfect.
Get it.
Perfect. You'd have to like, because you want to be a little far away, dead on.
You could have a timer, self-timer, and a mirror.
Oh, that's cool. So you set it down.
Yeah.
A few steps out. Ass spread, or are you just bending over?
Goatee style.
That's a good stakes for a bet. Loser has to just slide in an asshole photo.
With a little sign that says, why did you swipe left?
Would you rather have a photo of my asshole on your phone like that, where people can't tell if it's yours or my ass? Or would you rather have a picture of your asshole on my phone?
Where people couldn't tell if it was yours or mine?
Yeah.
I think yours. Because
my asshole on your phone?
Everyone would believe me if I said it was yours. Like, it's not like someone would be like, no, man, that's your asshole. I would just be like, that's Amir's asshole.
Yeah, but would they be like, why the hell do you have a picture of his asshole?
He put it there. He's an idiot.
Delete it.
No, I don't know how.
It's a fucking would you rather shit. So you're saying I'd rather have a picture of an asshole on my phone as long as it's not
I don't want a picture
my
of my asshole in the wild. I'd rather have any asshole on my phone than my asshole.
I'm the same. I would rather have my picture of my asshole on your phone, because that way my phone is clear of the holes.
Interesting.
There's no anus on my phone.
I guess if it's like just the hole.
No, you can't change your fucking mind. Take a picture of my grundle and make it your lock screen.
My grundle.
Because it has to be taint, hair, rectum.
You're changing the rules now.
It has to be your home and or lock screen.
that's you're making additions. That's absolutely an addition. It's an amendment.
All right, fine. Let's call the whole thing off.
Okay.
Have sex with a virgin.
Well, just don't write it off. You don't have to do it.
But you'd also, you should not do it because he's a virgin.
Yeah, it's definitely fine that he's a virgin. Case in point, you also are. Check out Amir's asshole.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. It's they have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace.
Yes.
That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like...
Interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness,
it's
nah.
It's an anti-movement, really.
Oh,
it's a
that's
non-movement
good.
That's movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems
I'll
like
have
it should
to
be.
Check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Antimovement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't. But
so it's fitness, more of a fitnessnah.com
play. Yeah, it's more of a fitness nah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% off their already low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, Check out squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for, and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
That's
need.
Amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I was high.
Bark box. Bark box.
It came with the condos, dozens of them a month. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn,
and
I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes. Congrats. And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Most
of it yours.
Saving the average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, you can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rocket Money. All right, question two. Hey, bitches, I'm a 19-year-old dude, and I'm currently a junior at Minnesota.
Fred Durst.
That's cool. I've gotten myself into a pretty sticky situation, and I really need your sage advice. So here's the thing. There's this girl that I've been hanging out with as of late, and one of the first times we got drunk and fucked... See, this guy's completely different from the first one. They're already fucking each other the first time. I made a pizza after, and this girl didn't tell me that she was a vegetarian until after I cooked the meat lover's pizza. So being the gentleman I am, I offered her the crust, and she gratefully accepted. Wow, what a gentleman you are.
You made a
pizza she couldn't eat after having sex with her.
And then gave her the crust.
The saddest part of the pie. Seems harmless, right? Wrong. Since then, she has taken this as a meaning that she gets the crust every time. And I'm talking every time I make a pizza when we get pizza at a restaurant. Now, I'm not some fat ass who needs every last bite of crust, but the crust is a great part of the pizza, and sometimes I'd like to enjoy it. My question is this. How do I tell this girl that I want the crust sometimes without having to hurt her feelings and ruining this cute little quirk we have in our fledgling relationship? All advice appreciated. Thanks. Come to Minnesota.
Why do people like crust?
I like the crust.
It's the worst. It's so bad.
I like it because it's like, it's a nice, like, non-cheesy bite that ends the slice.
It's and if the it's fucking good crust, ass end of the pizza.
You're not eating the crust?
No, I would never eat the crust.
What
it's
about on
foul.
A sandwich? You're eating the crust?
Yeah, on the sandwich, it's fine because it's still, it has all of the, on a sandwich, on a good sandwich, the filling goes right to the crust.
And if it doesn't, are you just discarding the crust?
Yeah, I'm not going to just eat crust.
I like the crust. And if it's got a bubble and a little bit of sauce, that's a good crust.
A little bit of sauce, I understand. But like when it's just dry.
You're just leaving it there.
Of course. Of course.
But what's wrong with bread? You'll eat bread.
I'll eat bread, but I don't want it to be. I'll eat bread, but I'll have it be toasted with butter and with some peanut butter or with some Vegemite. Shout out to my Aussie friends.
What is this accent you're doing?
Some Vegemite, mate. But I mean, Christ,
crust.
You're just having dry bread, dry rye, toasted hot, brown. Around the town?
Dry rye Miss American pie. Pizza pie.
Pie crust is fine.
So you're saying this guy should just sacrifice crust?
No, I'm saying if you don't want her to eat the crust, like if you make an entire pie, one that she can eat, she can probably have her slices and her crust, and you have your slices and then eat your crust. It will not come up. Also, if you have two slices, like, and you have both crusts on the plate, she's not going to be able to eat both right away. You know, like
you have to eat it before she did.
Yeah, you can like give her a piece of the crust. You can establish a way where you start eating the crust slowly but surely. You'll have a bite of your crust before you give it to her. You'll have two bites, you're giving her half a crust. Before you know it, you've changed the dynamic of the relationship where you have at least three quarters of your crust and she has a bite to keep up with the cuteness. But on a whole pie, that's a lot of crust, bud. You'll have enough crust.
Do you prefer the square slice? No crust. Square pie.
I want the middle slice. I love a Sicilian pie that's all cheese and sauce.
Yeah. All right. Would you rather have two slices of pizza or two bites of every slice?
Two bites of every slice. I don't.
You do that sometimes at a family style restaurant.
There's no.
You said,
need
can we
for a
eat
crust.
This rat style?
It's the shit end.
Permiso to have two bites of every slice and then I'm out for the day.
You know the table in the middle. That's the goat bite. The one
the circle
of every yeah. I want that to be a little cutter. Cut everybody. Oh my god! You want the cheese? You want the sauce? You want the bread? But you don't need just bread. Otherwise, I'd have bread, not pizza.
It's a nice dessert to the pizza slice. I prefer the crust to the actual slice. I think the crust is, dare I say, the best part.
That's insane. You just like fucking plain-ass bread?
No, not plain bread. Plain crust. Do you think most people eat the crust or don't?
I think most people...
If I'm throwing up a Twitter poll.
Interesting. I think most people... I would guess they do.
Yes!
But it's close.
I'm normal.
I think it's like 55-45. Or maybe it's like 60-58.
It's too high. 108%.
I think it's like 65% eat the crust and then like 55% don't.
I know. That's what you were misspeaking and you clarified to a worse percentage. That's 110%. At most, 100% of people answer the quiz.
Okay. So 100% of people weighing in, 30% don't eat the crust.
Right.
40% so do.
70% do. Because there's only two options. It's 100 minus whatever you thought was nice. The crust.
Awesome.
No, you don't.
I still don't get it, but it's okay. Fine.
100% of people answer the quiz. Obviously. Oh my God, come on. 100 minus 10. You don't, nothing. Oh no.
I don't want to guess because I feel like I'll.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to guess is what I'm saying. It shouldn't be a guess.
Right, but I feel like if I guess, it's going to be wrong. Like if I just took a shot in the dark and it was
right.
You
don't have to. Even if you got it right at this point, I'll know you haven't learned anything. The fact that you're calling it a shot in the dark.
Right.
If I just 2 + 4?
If I take a stab at that, if I'm like 8, if I think it's 8 and it's right, then it's like, oh, Jake actually is smart. But if I feel like chances are.
I wouldn't think that now.
Chances are wrong.
I would never
think chances that. Are that it's like.
Yes, either chances are wrong. Because it's
5
like
or 6 or 7. And then I'm like. And then I know that it's less than 10.
It saddens me to hear this part of you.
I just don't want to come across like a fool.
Do you see there's like little squares on your shirt?
Yeah.
Could you count how many squares there are? Oh no, you're doing it to yourself. Oh my god, you're a fucking toddler. Oh, how do you talk?
Ah.
Oh, you're crying. You're hurting your back again. All right, eat the crust. Don't worry about it. That's what we're telling this guy?
Yeah, I would say eat the crust.
This guy has a bruised dick. Question the third. We'll call him Richard.
Cautionary tale for question number one.
A bruised dick for this thick prick make the ladies more than sick.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed a bruise on the base of my member this yesterday after having some rough drunken sex the night before. Ha.
Ha, indeed.
I am writing with one hand as the other one is currently icing the base of my penis trying to accelerate the healing process. My problem is this. I am currently on a bit of a roll with the ladies, and there are 4 girls who I've been hooking up with for the past month. Wow. How do I refrain from having sex with any of them without alienating them completely so I don't re-injure my little general? Should I tell them about the bruise? And has this ever happened to you, Jake?
Oh, I'm sorry, pal. But you can make fun of me for not knowing math if you want.
It's fine. He's right. My dick's never been...
I never had a bruised dick either, though. I did have like a hurt dick once.
I feel like you'd have chafing more than chafing. Bruising.
Yeah.
But that's from J-O too much, right. You fucking pervert. You little lonely little prick.
Fapping too much.
Take your dick out right now.
I can have sex and still be lonely, and I resent that. Okay? I was definitely lonelier when I was single.
Of course.
I was having plenty of sex.
So bruised dick. Are you familiar with this thing? Have you had friends that suffered from this?
I feel like I've heard bruised dick before.
It must be like hard and then like sprained or bent or the muscle gets torn or I don't know. It sounds painful.
There's like you can really hurt your dick. You can break it, you know. There's like
but if there's no bone there, what are you breaking?
I guess the veins that carry the blood to it or something. There's Jesus. Like cartilage in your dick, isn't there? Like the same way that there is cartilage in your ear.
I'll say no.
Okay.
Ear harder, cartilage, dick just muscle.
Just dick is just muscle?
And veins, of course.
Search if there's cartilage in your dick.
All right, hold on.
Whoa. Ooh. God, it's so tiny.
It's an ear.
Can I take a picture of your ear and asshole down there?
Is there cartilage in your dick is not even like top five okay. autocorrect.
Well,
shoulder,
penis?
Ankle, ribs, neck, and wrist.
Okay.
Despite all the charming euphemisms, your penis doesn't contain any bones or even cartilage. Instead, the penis is made up of blood vessels and spongy tissue.
Mm.
Can you break your penis was the question.
Interesting.
But you can.
Yeah.
You can still break a penis. It sounds like a loud pop. And then there's a lot of pictures.
Oh, Jesus.
Sort of cross sections. It looks like a little fly.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. So... I guess I don't know what my advice is here. I don't think it's hard to like. You don't have to tell anyone about.
Out? Would you want to hang out with girls and be like, "Sorry, I can't have sex. I bruised my dick."
No, of course not. That's you can.
I but actually like, bruised the dick from fucking all y'all too hard. No offense, all four of you.
Invite four of them to dinner. Can we get Froyo? And I'll get one cup for me and another cup to put on the base of my cock.
Which one of you broke my dick? Let's figure
it
out.
Was it you, Marcia?
Like some sort of weird Weakest Link episode.
The weakest link is your dick.
The weakest prick. Or would you not hang out with any lady? Or would you hang out and be like coy about it? So it's like...
I feel like if you're balancing hooking up with four different people, you can pretty easily... balance not see, like you're already good at not seeing three of them,
yeah,
right? Like just do that for 2 weeks and but instead of like hanging out with one and ignoring the other three, just ignore all four for a few weeks and your penis will be fine.
Maybe absence will make their hearts grow fonder anyway.
Yeah.
Or what if you hang out with one and be like, you don't even try to sleep with them, then it's like, oh, it shows that you're a nice guy.
Well, that's dangerous if you don't want to like date them.
Oh, because then it's like giving the wrong impression. Because
then it's like too serious of a relationship.
So you're saying take a hiatus.
Yeah, just stay abstinent for 2 weeks. It'll be nice. It'll clear your head. Why not?
And the head of your dick.
That's what I meant.
Really?
No. It was a pun unintended moment.
Count the rectangles on your shirt again.
One, two, three, four, five.
It's not that many. I hate how rehearsed that sounded, too.
I had been doing it in my head.
Yeah.
Since we talked about it. Pun intended.
All right. That's it. Three questions. No ads.
The end.
This is, after all, a bonus Thursday video Patreon version of our show. Thank you guys so much for watching.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we'll be back, as always, next week. Bye, everybody.
Was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody
who the fucking hosts are.
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. Can you do that? So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.